We're continuing our series in the book of Acts. Please turn to Acts chapter 9, and we will start looking, reading from verse 31.
我们继续要来分享《使徒行传》，请我们一起翻开圣经，我们一起要来读第九章，第三十一节。
As we begin to look at this text this morning, I want you to think about something that's kind of important.
在我们读经文之前呢，我先提醒大家，就是我们今天要一同来思想几件重要的事情。
On Sunday, the Christians here, we see each other maybe for a few hours.
通常在礼拜天主日的时候，我们弟兄姊妹一起聚在一起，参会有几个小时。
Now some leave right after the worship service.
那么有一些弟兄姊妹可能聚完会听完讲道，然后就回去了。
If people leave that quickly, it's hard for the rest of us to get to know you.
倘若弟兄姊妹匆匆忙忙就回去，那么就会很困难，没有机会让弟兄姊妹能够更加的认识你。
Some people cannot help it; they have to leave.
那么我们也不晓得您的需要在哪一方面，弟兄姊妹就不太能够能帮助你。
But want to encourage you if you can stay longer so we can get to know each other.
所以我鼓励大家聚完会以后，请尽量能够留久一点，然后我们彼此认识。
Some people stay for lunch. That's great time for fellowship and talking.
那么有一些弟兄姊妹聚完会，然后就留下来午餐爱宴。
And some people even stay for the Bible studies after lunch.
那么有一些到了午餐之后仍然留下来参加查经班。
And sometimes the Lord really gives us a sweet fellowship, so even after the building closes at 3, we go out somewhere else and continue to fellowship together.
有些时候即便我们聚会的地方有规定三点以前要离开这个建筑，那弟兄姊妹有的还会相约在其他的地方，然后一起打发主日剩余的时间，这都很好。
So that Lord's Day fellowship is wonderful.
所以在主日里面大家一起的交通团契非常的好。
But think about this.
让我们再来想一想。
Even if we spend the whole day together on Sunday, how really well do you know each other?
然而即使我们每主日的时候花一整天的时间都在一起，但是你我有真的很够深入的彼此认识吗？
How well are you actually able to help each other in our needs?
你觉得是不是我们真的能够确实的在生活当中彼此相助呢？
For many of us, the life we have during the weeks can sometimes look a bit different from what people see on Sunday.
在礼拜天大家来聚会会给彼此有一个印象，但是我们在周间的时候是不是会有跟主日聚会的时候不太一样呢？
Do people know your needs?
所以弟兄姊妹知道您的需要吗？您的困难吗？
Do other Christians know your struggles?
那么其他的肢体有知道你内心的挣扎吗？
Do some other Christians know your hidden sins?
还有是不是有弟兄姊妹也能够知道你心中隐藏的罪呢？
Are people able to pray for your struggle against sins?
那么有属灵的同伴能够为你的属灵方面的困难来祷告吗？
Well, Jesus designed many means to help us grow as Christians.
那实际上主耶稣为我们安排设计的一些方法能够来造就我们。
And help us to become, to love God and love other people more.
那么主他会逐渐改变我们，使我们能够在圣灵在真理的里面能够爱神，也能够彼此相爱。
And he designed ways for us to meet each other's needs in the church.
所以在教会里面他也设计了一些途径能够来互相来满足弟兄姊妹不同的需要。
And we're going to see one of these means of grace in our text today.
所以今天我们要从这段经文里面我们要来看这个蒙恩的管道，上帝怎么样施恩在我们的当中。
But before we read, let's pray to God.
那在我们一起读圣经之前，我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we need your Holy Spirit to give us eyes to see your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们求你圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够来明白你的话语。
Lord God, open your word to our hearts and minds and lives so that we may follow you fully.
求你开启我们，让我们认识你的真理，让我们也能够完全的来跟随你。
Lord, we want to submit to you.
主啊，我们愿意完全的来顺服你。
We want to know your love for us.
我们也希望能够更加明白你对我们的爱。
Please work with your power in this time as we consider your word.
求你按着你的大能来做工运行在我们的当中。
We pray all of this in Jesus' name.
我们为这些祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to start with verse 31 and we'll continue to chapter 9 verse 31 and we'll continue to chapter 10 verse 6.
我们要从第九章的三十一节一起来读，一直到第十章的第六节。
Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living in the fear of the Lord. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the saints in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, a paralytic who had been bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and take care of your mat. Immediately, Aeneas got up. All those who lived in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord.
那时犹太加利利撒玛利亚各处教会都得平安被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。彼得周流释放的时候，也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里，遇见一个人名叫以尼亚，得了瘫痪，在褥子上躺卧八年。彼得对他说：“以尼亚，耶稣基督医好你了，起来收拾你的褥子。”他就立刻起来了。凡住吕大和撒伦的人都看见了他，就归服主。
In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which, when translated, is Dorcas, who was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa. So when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, Please come at once. Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon.
第三十六节，在约帕有一个女徒名叫大比大，翻希腊话就是多加，是羔羊的羚羊的意思。她广行善事，多施周济。当时她患病而死，有人把她洗了，停在楼上。吕大原与约帕相近，门徒听见彼得在那里，就打发两个人去见他，央求他说：“快到我们那里去，不要单言。”彼得就起身和他们同去。到了，便有人领他上楼。众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在时所做的礼衣外衣给他看。彼得叫他们都出去，就跪下祷告，转身对使人说：“大比大，起来。”他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得，便坐起来。彼得伸手扶他起来，叫众圣徒和寡妇进去，把多加活活的交给他们。这是传遍了约帕，就有许多人信了主。此后，彼得在约帕的一个敲皮匠西门的家里住了多日。
At Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian Regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He's staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea."
在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，兜兜周济百姓，常常祷告神。有一天，约在深秋，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去到他那里，说：“哥尼流。”哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说：“主啊，什么事呢？”天使说：“你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边的一个叫皮匠西门的家里，房子在海边上。”
Today we're going to look at two aspects of Peter's ministry.
今天我们要来分享彼得他的服事的两方面。
The first part is his miraculous ministry. And the second is his ordinary ministry.
第一面是彼得他在这个神迹方面的服事，是灵恩的。那么第二方面是彼得他的例行性的平常的服事。
They're both of the Holy Spirit. Both ministries are
两方面的服事都是依靠圣灵的大能。
So, Peter did two miracles.
彼得他行了两个神迹。
And they're pretty amazing miracles.
这两个神迹都让人觉得很稀奇。
The first one, a man is paralyzed for 8 years.
第一个神迹呢，就是有一个人他瘫痪了8年。
He has no hope of being saved.
他已经没有盼望失去的盼望，以为他已经没有办法得医治。
The second one, Tabitha, was already dead.
另外一个姐妹叫大比大她已经死了。
If you ever consider someone who has no hope of being saved, you would think someone who's already died.
你是不是会觉得说人都已经死了，还有什么指望可以得救呢？
But look at verse 37 and 38.
那么请我们来看一下第九章38节和39节。
Although Tabitha had already died, it's curious that the disciples still sent for Peter to come.
即便是大比大这个姐妹已经死了，但是那些门徒还是差人去请彼得快来帮忙。
What are they expecting? She's already dead.
那都人都已经死了，他们还期待什么呢？
But they were disciples of Jesus.
但是他们是耶稣的门徒。
They weren't apostles.
他们不是使徒。
They didn't have the miraculous power to raise the dead.
他们不觉得有超自然的能力能够使人复活。
But they knew Jesus, and Jesus had raised the dead.
但他们知道，他们相信耶稣可以使人复活。
And they knew that Jesus had given special power to his apostles.
而且他们也晓得，耶稣也是赋予他的那些使徒特殊的能力。
It doesn't say here, but it seems like they expected more help from Peter than just coming and comforting everybody.
那么我们从这他们的这个举动里面，我们可以猜想得到，不仅他们希望彼得来安慰他们，而且希望彼得来到的时候能够做什么事。
It seems like they did want her back from the dead.
似乎他们也期待 彼得来了以后能够使大彼得能够从死里复活。
It's not a very common thing in the Bible, actually, to have someone be raised from the dead.
那么从圣经的里面看，就是使人复活这样的事情其实并不是很经常有。
It's not only rare in history, it's even rare in the biblical history.
即便是在历史上，我们也是发现它并不是很时常发生。
So we have about 1,400 years of Bible history in the Bible here. Do you know how many times someone was raised from the dead?
我们在整本圣经它的书写的过程里面，经过了大概有1400年。但是你对圣经的认识，你印象，你觉得你知道圣经里面记载的多少个是从死里复活的例子吗？
Someone thought three or four.
可能
Actually, it's a little higher than that.
可能三四个，或者还不止。
I've got a list of 10 here.
其实我记录了，我写下来了有十个。
But that's 10 in 1,400 years.
但是如果在一千四百年里面才记录的四个使人复活，也是很少。
So in the Old Testament, Elijah the prophet, one widow's son, he raised from the dead.
那么在旧约里面有一次是先知以利亚所行的，他叫一个寡妇的儿子从死里复活。
And actually, Elisha did it twice.
事实上，以利沙他也做两次。
At least that we know of.The first was raising the, another a woman whose son, from the, raising the son of a woman from the dead.
那么其中一次是他使一个妇人他的独生的儿子从死里复活。
And the second time was actually after Elisha was already dead.
那么第二次实际上是以利沙当他过世了以后。
There was a funeral.In the area where he was buried, and a bunch of raiders came in with an army, and the people in the funeral quickly put the body into the grave where Elisha's bones were, and that body came back to life.
那么它是发生在一个丧礼、一个出葬的一个状况因为有敌人来攻击，然后这个以利沙的骸骨就放到那个一个刚去世的一个男孩子的坟墓里面，那么结果那个人就复活了。
Yeah, so if you usually just read the New Testament, I encourage you go back and read the Old Testament too. There's a lot in there.
如果你经常只是读新约圣经，其实你也可以读一下旧约，你会发现也有很多需要知道的事情。
And then we get to the greatest.And highest prophet in the Bible, Jesus, and he raised quite a few people from the dead.
那么提到从死里复活，就是我们的主耶稣，他施行这样的一个奇妙的神迹，也是好几次。
And then we read about Peter in our passage today, and then we read once that Paul raises someone from the dead.
那么这里我们看到彼得他使这个大彼得活过来，这也是其中一次。
I'm raising this because it's not a common thing.
之后还有保罗也是有一次叫死人复活。那么我这样说是说这个从死里复活呢，并不是很经常出现的发生的事情。
Yet after Tabitha was already dead, they still asked Peter to come.
即便大彼得他已经死了，但是很奇妙的，他们仍然希望要求彼得能够来帮助。
The power came through Peter, but the power is Jesus's.
那虽然从死里复活，是藉由彼得的服事，但是实际上这个也是出于主耶稣的大能。
Look at verse 34.
请我们一起来看第九章第24节。34节。
Peter said, Jesus Christ heals you.
这边彼得他说，耶稣基督医治你了。
And then we see in verse 40 that Peter prayed and Tabitha came back from the dead.
那么第四十节提到说彼得他祷告，然后大彼得就醒过来。
Now, how does that connect with us in the church today?
那么这个神迹对着我们教会有怎么样的关联呢？
We don't have any apostles anymore.
实际上我们并没有很多的使徒。
No, we don't have any apostles.
现在没有使徒。
The last apostle was Paul.
保罗他是最后的一个使徒。
But we do have the Holy Spirit at work in the church.
但是我们有圣灵运行在教会的当中。
The same power at work in Peter is at work today.
那么在彼得身上所运行的大能，圣灵的大能仍然运行在我们的当中。
And although God did not give us apostles, God gives elders and pastors to shepherd the church.
那虽然上帝没有给我们使徒，但是他赐下牧师还有长老来服侍我们。
And the Bible says they have spiritual gifts of shepherding and feeding the sheep.
那么圣经上告诉我们，他们有领受这个喂养羊群的恩赐。
They have gifts to protect the sheep from wolves and from false teaching.
他们也有领受这样的恩赐来保护羊群，然后不受狼群还有假教师的影响。
The Holy Spirit gives them gifts of discernment.
那圣灵也赐给他们有分辨诸灵的恩赐。
And of understanding the Bible and explaining it and applying to our lives.
那么这些长老他们明白圣经的恩赐，有解释圣经的恩赐。
Now I want to challenge you on something.
他们也有知道如何应用圣经在神的话语。那现在我想要来挑战你们。
It's a question of belief. It's a challenge regarding to you what you believe.
这个挑战呢，就是让你知道你知道的是什么。
Do you believe that the elders do something even greater than Peter raising Tabitha from the dead?
你是否相信长老神借着这些长老也能够做超过彼得在彼得身上所做的事情吗？
Actually, not just the elders, every Christian the Holy Spirit can use to do something greater than Peter raising Tabitha from the dead.
即便是信徒你是否相信上帝也能够借着信徒能够做许多更大的事吗？
What's greater than raising someone to physical life who has died?
什么是比身体上的疾病得着医治能够更大的事呢？
Rescuing someone from hell, from eternal death.
就是从永远的死里面拯救人的灵魂。
Going to someone who is spiritually dead and telling that person the gospel, and that person utterly rejecting his own sin and turning and believing in Jesus, that is greater than someone coming from a physical death and being raised again to life.
当你我向还没有得救的人传福音，然后他能够从死亡的这个权势的底下被拯救出来，然后重新得着新的生命，这个事情呢，实在是比病得医治方面的神迹还更大。
This is the message we bring to everyone around us, just like Peter brought this message. Jesus Christ heals you.
正如同彼得他所服侍的，那么我们也可以把这样的信息带到我们周遭的人的身上。耶稣医治医好你的。
Jesus Christ raises the dead.
耶稣基督死人从死里复活，是
raises other people from the dead.
从死里活过来。
Jesus Christ gives life to that which is utterly beyond hope.
耶稣基督赐生命给那些似乎已经是完全绝望的人。
Romans chapter 4 says it this way.
在罗马书第四章曾经有说到这样的事情。
It's talking about Abraham. It says Abraham is the verse 18. Abraham is the father in the sight of God.In whom he believed. The God that gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
在罗马书第四章十八节 对不起，我需要翻一下。第四章第十八节，他在无可指望的时候，因信能有指望，就得以做多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
The God that gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
上帝把生命赐给没有盼望、完全绝望的人。
This is the God we worship. This is the God, the kind of God we worship.
这是我们所敬拜的神。
And this is the God you introduce to those around you.
这也是我们把这样的一位神介绍给我们的福音朋友。
So don't feel that your time today is less than the time when people rose from the dead.
所以你不要觉得我们现在的生命是比过去那样的神迹叫死人复活还更差。
God gives you as an impossible task, an even more impossible task.But he gives the power to give fruit to your labor.
那实际上，上帝给我们这样的恩赐，给我们这样的机会，能够成为别人的祝福，叫别人得救。
So that miraculous ministry of Peter, we have a miraculous ministry even today.
所以非常神奇的神迹，借着彼得所行的，其实在我们的身上，神也借着我们来行很奇妙的神迹。
Let's talk about the ordinary ministry of Peter in our text.
那么第二面，我们要来看一看这个彼得他的一般例行性的一个服事。
Why were the people able to experience miracles in the ministry of Peter in Lydda and Joppa?
为什么？彼得他能够在约帕那边能够有一些的服事。
Look at verse 32 and 33.
请我们来看第32节。32.
We're back to the beginning.
In verse 32, Peter left his home and his church in Jerusalem.
彼得他原本是在耶路撒冷。
And he left his home.
那他离开了耶路撒冷，他离开了他的家。
And he visits the saints in Lydda.
然后他拜访，他就来到了吕大。
And in verse 33, Peter found a man who needed healing.
那么在吕大的时候，他遇到有一个人，他那个人需要被得着医治。
And in verse 38,Because Peter was in Lydda doing ministry instead of staying in Jerusalem, people from another town in Joppa came and found him.
那么因着彼得他到了吕大服事，那么在约帕的人才有机会能够到吕大那边去请保罗去约帕帮助他们。
And the writer of Acts makes this point in verse 37. He says, about this time, something else happened in another town. So he uses that phrase, about this time, to make that point.
所以第三十六节他就说在三十七节就是说有一个人就在这个时候他患病死了，那么就是
在这个时候
在这个时候。
And then you see in verse 43, okay, now he's staying in Joppa with a man named Simon the Tanner, and then someone from another town nearby comes to find him in Joppa because he's in Joppa.
当彼得他到约帕的时候，那么上帝也是制造一个机会让另外的人从该撒利亚另外的地方来邀请彼得去服事。
So what's the ordinary ministry that he's doing here?
那么从彼得身上他到底他在进行怎么样的一个例行性的服事吗？
You can call it pastoral visitation.
我想我们可以称他就是一个牧养型的一个外访服事。
Because Peter didn't stay in the Jerusalem, because he went out to visit, he was able to do amazing things that caused the church to grow.
因着彼得他离开耶路撒冷，然后他出去的旅行的服事，那么上帝就借着这些的服事使教会能够增长。
And individual help, Christians were helped.
然后有一些个别的基督徒也得到造就，得到帮助。
And many people became Christians.
那么年代的也使得许多的人本来不信主，后来他们也都成了信主的人，归向主。
Verse 35, those in Lydda and Sharon, verse 42, those all over Joppa, believed the Lord.
所以我们就看到在约帕那边有许多人归向主。
Do you see that if Peter had not left Jerusalem to visit the saints, none of this would have happened?
我们可以想一想，如果彼得他没有离开耶路撒冷，那么底下的这一些事情就没有机会发生。
There's an application for the church today.
实际上这也是一个我们教会的一个应用。
Pastoral visitation is very important.
牧养型的一个外访服事是非常的重要的。
It helps Christians mature.
那么它帮助基督徒能够成熟。
It helps the church grow.
也使得教会能够增长。
And it helps the gospel message spread.
也促使了福音广传，更多人信主。
And so more become Christians.
更多的人都归向主。
So to do pastoral visitation, ruling elders and teaching elders have to leave the church offices and the building and to go out to where people are on the weekday.
所以一个牧养型的一个外访的服事呢，就是牧师长老需要离开教会一个建筑物，然后到弟兄姊妹生活的平常生活的当中帮助他们。
They go to where people are at work or at school or at home.
可能需要去弟兄姊妹工作的地方，或者是有人在学校的里面去学校拜访他们，或者是在弟兄姊妹的家里来服侍他们。
Now I don't know if Peter had an office in Jerusalem.
我不太晓得彼得在耶路撒冷是不是有一个办公室。
They didn't have a church building back then.
那么当时他们应该是没有一个大的一个教堂的建筑物。
But he had a place where he usually prayed, where he usually prepared sermons, where he did his Bible studies, where he usually taught.
那么彼得，我想他一定会有一个平常他祷告的地方、读圣经的地方、预备讲章的地方。
But he didn't stay there.
但是我们这里看到他并没有一直的停留在那里。
Now think about pastors today.
让我们来想一想现在的牧师。
Pastor gets up in the morning at his home. He has a nice breakfast with coffee.
有一些的牧师很不错，早上起来，然后有很好的早餐，然后或者喝一杯好的咖啡。
And he goes to his church building.
然后接着他就去教会和会堂的建筑物那边。
And he works in his office, 上班。
然后他就到教会上班，那有一个办公室，开始在那里工作。
He reads some Bible.
然后他就开始读一下圣经。
Sends out some emails.
那可能也回一些的 email.
Maybe host a prayer meeting.
那么带领祷告聚会。
Does some sermon preparation.
可能也准备一下他接下来的要预备的讲章。
Makes a few phone calls.
然后可能也打一下电话给弟兄姊妹联络一些事情。
When 5 p.m. comes.
然后呢？下午五点到了。然后。
Close the door, go home.
然后他就关他办公室的门，他准备回家了。
That's not what Peter did here.
如果我们对照彼得，彼得应该不是这个样子。
Peter went out.
那实际上彼得他是走出去的。
He left the place of his comfort and his habit.
他离开他熟悉的地方，舒适的地方，然后他去到外面有需要的人当中。
He visited people.
他拜访这些人们。
He found someone in need.
那么他看见，发现有需要的人。
This visitation is one means that Jesus has designed to help Christians grow.
那么我想这样的一个方式呢，是上耶稣所设计的要来帮助基督徒成长。
How many of you have ever had a elder visitation in your home or at work?
我们弟兄姊妹当中有多少人就是有牧师有长老去到你家拜访。
In the past, the elders at New Hope have not done much of this.
在过去希望教会在这个服事的上面好像并没有很多这样做长老的。
Have not done very much of this.
没有很多出去外访去服事。
But it's something we've been talking about in our elders' meetings.
那么我们前不久有一个长老的一个会议，我们有提到这个事情。
Something we want to change.
那么我们觉得我们在、
like、to change.
在这个服事的上面，我们需要做一些的改变。
Let's think more closely about the model we see in Apostle Peter.
那么我们回过来看一下啊。彼得他在这里给我们的一个怎么样的一个服事的模式。
Look at verse 31 to 32.
请我们来看一下第31节和32节。
So remember the disciples had been scattered away from Jerusalem because of persecution.
请我们记得当时因为逼迫来到，所以很多的基督徒就离开耶路撒冷。
So when a time of peace came,
那当逼迫过去了以后，就平安的日子来到，然后教会就开始得到建立。
The apostles didn't say, "Hey, all of you guys who left, come back to Jerusalem to visit us."
那么这个使徒呢，彼得呢，他并没有说哈，现在逼迫结束了哈，你们赶快回来，回到耶路撒冷，我们可以再见。
Peter used the time of peace to travel to visit them.
那么彼得相反的，他是用这个比较平静的一个时间呢，他出去拜访圣徒。
The principle for today is the part of the ordinary ministry of elders of the church is pastoral visitation.
所以我们看见这个例行性的一个通常的服事，就是这个长老出去服事，牧养型的一个外访服事。
You can state the principle in a different way.
我们可以用不同的方式来说明这个服事。
One major part of how the gospel advances and how Christians grow happens outside the doors of the church building.
教会的增长还有基督徒的得到造就常常很重要的一个部分是发生在教会的会堂之外的。
This is probably an encouragement for a church like New Hope.
我们如果这样的认识，那么实际上也是对我们有所帮助。
You know, New Hope has had its 16th anniversary this year.
那大家知道，希望教会从开始到现在已经有16年。
We still don't have our own building.
我们到现在还没有自己的会堂。
The prices in Taipei are quite expensive.Compared to the budget of a small church.
那大家知道，在台北的房价是很贵的。如果我们用我们教会很小的预算跟它相比，我们就会发觉我们是很困难。
It's not just hard to find a place to buy; it's actually hard to find a place to rent.
实际上，不仅是很困难去找一个地方给它买下来甚至连去租一个地方对，都是很不容易。
And just as an aside, please pray for the building search committee who are right now looking.
所以我们弟兄姊妹在祷告的里面呢纪念这个寻找聚会地方的这个委员说他们接下来所努力所在工作的。
But be encouraged.
但是我们还是希望大家都能够得到激励。
Because one major part of the advance of the gospel and the ministry to Christians happens outside the doors of the church.
因为实际上教会的增长还有信徒的得到造就很多时候是主要的是在于在教堂的外面发生的。
So what's the application?
这有什么应用呢?
Pastors and elders,
牧师和长老们,
you must go out into the world.
你们必须要出去进到这个世界的里面。
You must visit.
必须要出去访问。
You must be involved in people's lives outside of the church meeting on Sunday.
你需要去参与、去知道、去接触当弟兄姊妹在主日聚会完之后，平常日周间的生活，你需要去关心。
Go to where Christians live.
去到这些基督徒他们所生活的地方。
Have fellowship with them there.
那么在他们的生活当中来与他们交通来帮助他们
Eat with them there
甚至与他们一起的吃喝
Teach them there
教导他们
Meet spiritual needs they have there, out there
那当他们有属灵方面的需要的时候你就及时的来帮助他们
There was a Puritan preacher called Richard Baxter
Sorry
有一个
清教徒
叫 Richard Baxter.
Richard Baxter.
And he lived in a small town.
生活在一个小的城镇。
And he visited, he had a regular time, he visited every family in his church.
那么他在那个小镇上，他就一家一家的去拜访他的信徒。
And he would teach them the catechism when he visited them. He would ask them what their needs were and pray for them.
然后问一问他们这些信徒他们的需要是什么，然后为他们祷告。
But he didn't just do that with the church members. He did not just do this with the church members.
他不是只有针对会友，然后做这样的服事，他甚至没有信的也去。
Anyone in the community who was willing to have him visit, he would go visit their house.
就是他所接触的，凡是他愿意接待的，他愿意欢迎他去的，他都去。
And that church and that community became so strong in their faith that even 30 years after he left, the community was said to be very faithfully walking with Jesus.
那么他的这个团契的这个组织呢，持续了很久的时间。那一直到他离开之后，那个团契还是很好的运作，造就了很多人。
God uses pastoral visitation.
上帝使用这种牧养型的一个外访服事。
At work, on college campuses, at home.
在校园里面或者是在家里。
So because Peter was visiting, it says in verse 33, he found a man.
因为彼得他外出，他去访问，所以他遇到有需要的人。
Don't miss the significance of the wording here.
请大家不要忽略这个非常明显的例子。
The word choice, the choice of words.
这个字用字的一个重要性。
It says Peter found a man.
他是说彼得发现的，他遇到了一个人。
That man did not seek out Peter.
不是那个有需要的人来寻找彼得。
But because Peter went to do the visitation, he found a problem that he can meet a physical need.
因为是彼得他外出去，他去服事，去访问，所以他遇到有需要的人，然后可以及时的帮助他们。
Elders also find out about spiritual and physical needs because they actually go out and do visitation.
那么长老实际上也是因着走出去服事，然后他看见弟兄姊妹在哪些方面有需要。
There are some needs that might never have been known or met if the elders didn't visit people outside of the church on Sunday.
如果长老一直都除了礼拜天一直都是没有外出去服事的话，常常有很多的需要是隐藏的，是没有被看见，没有被满足的。
Look at verse 38.
请我们来看一下第38节。
So the fact that Peter went out and visited and helped led to another opportunity to help.
因着彼得他走出去服事，然后发生的一个情况就是有一个机会让另外一个城市的有需要的人也能够得到帮助。
He found the man, and then people began to find him.
他在吕大遇到了一个有需要的人，但是另外的人在别的城市来找到他。
There's another implication for the principle of church visitation.
那么这是一个非常好的一个原则，
有个应用。
应用。
For you who are here this morning,
今天早上我们弟兄姊妹都在这里。
You need to welcome the visitation of your elders.
那么弟兄姊妹，我劝你们很需要欢迎教会的长老去拜访你们。
Peter found a man.
彼得他遇到了找到了需要的人。
Are you willing to be found by your elders?
同样的，你也期待希望能够被找到吗？
Are you willing that your needs are discovered?
你希望你的需要能够得到被满足吗？
Now the man in verse 33, he was surely happy that Peter found him.
从这里我们看见这个瘫痪的这个人，他很高兴遇到了彼得。
He knew that he had a problem.
他自己知道他有需要，他有问题。
8 years paralyzed in bed.
8年很长的时间一直瘫痪啊，卧病在床。
We would all love that if elders could come heal our physical needs.
哎，我们也都很欢迎哈，很喜欢啊，如果有牧师能够来啊服侍我们，让我们病得医治。
That's we have a common prayer request. You know, pray for my medical health problems.
实际上，当我们在提出代祷事项的时候，我们也会有的时候为我们身体健康祷告。
I don't want to discourage that. It's good. God designed for us to pray for each other's physical sickness.
我不是拦阻你们，但是你们这是好的，就是提出来有需要代祷的，那彼此代祷。
Don't be embarrassed about your physical needs. Ask people to pray for you.
你不要觉得好像不好意思觉得尴尬当你提出来你有需要为身体的不舒服来祷告。
But here's a further question.
那么接下来有更进一步的一个问题。
Are you willing to be found out by the elders if they find out your spiritual problems?
您是否愿意当长老来服侍你，来拜访你，然后也发觉到你在属灵方面的问题
？Are you willing that the elders visit your home and find out about the problems in your marriage？
你欢迎长老到你家拜访，但是你也愿意让长老他也知道你家里的状况，甚至你婚姻方面是不是有出了什么问题
？Are you willing that they find out about problems with your children？
是不是你也愿意让长老知道你家里甚至小孩出了什么问题
？Are you willing that they come visiting you and find out things about you？
你愿意欢迎教会的长老到你家来拜访来服侍你愿意敞开让他来服侍你吗
？Now the people in Joppa didn't just wait for Peter to find them; they went to find Peter. The people in Joppa.
在约帕实际上他们不是等着彼得去，他们主动的去到吕大去找彼得。
So not only are you willing for elders to find out things about you, are you willing to seek out the elders and tell them about your needs and your problems?
所以实际上你不见得一定需要等待长老来关心你来拜访你，你也可以主动的去跟长老来分享你的需要，你的需要代祷的、需要帮助的地方。
The simplest application of this text is just like the people in Joppa, go seek out your elders.
那么这样的原则、这样的应用，实际上也就是从这个在约帕的人，那么他们到吕大去找彼得寻求彼得的帮助。
Make elders aware of your needs and your struggles.
所以我鼓励你让。你让教会的长老能够知道你的需要。
Jesus designed our spiritual needs to be met by other Christians.
那上帝他也设计安排，让我们在属灵方面的需要呢，是借由其他的弟兄姊妹来帮助我们。
And of course, he designed those needs to be met by the shepherds of the church.
那么他也是设计让教会的牧者来服侍、来造就、来帮忙。
But not just the shepherds.
并不是只有牧师服侍的。
Let other Christians know about your needs and struggles, and let other Christians pray for you.
不仅仅是牧师长老，其实你也可以让你熟悉的弟兄姊妹知道你的属灵上的需要你需要代祷的地方。
This is.Jesus' ordained means of grace to help us.
这是耶稣基督他所安排设计的让我们能够有蒙恩的管道，能够在主里面能够一同蒙恩。
Sometimes we think it's just a small matter. Why bother the elders?
有的时候我们会觉得，哎，我们的事情好像只是一个很小的事情好像不太需要去来请干。让长老能够困扰。
Visitation is an inconvenient thing. Everybody's busy.
实际上每个人都很忙，有的时候就是要去拜访，实在也不是很容易。
But nothing that Jesus does through the church is a small matter.
那么在耶稣的眼中 即便是很小的事情，耶稣也不是把它看成是很小的事情，他还是非常的关心。
What Jesus does through the church has eternal weight.
啊，因为耶稣非常的爱教会，他看教会的事情是啊有永恒的价值，非常的重要。
The things he does through Christians have eternal significance.
那么他借着圣徒借着弟兄姊妹所做的、这些都是有永恒的价值是非常有意义的
so cultivate visitation.
所以、请求来拜访或者寻求帮助都是很重要的
Finally, I want you to think about why any of us have been saved at all.
最后我要来分享、为什么我们
Why any of us have any hope of being saved at all 为什么我们有一个得救的
盼望
It's because Jesus visited us、
因为耶稣他来造访我们、
Jesus didn't wait for us to try to build some tower to get to heaven.
耶稣他没有等待我们好像造一个巴别塔很高的塔然后要到上面去找耶稣。
He didn't wait until we had our act together and we were worthy of him to see, to come visit us.
他并没有等待、我们、要做很多的努力他才来
While we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly.
当我们还是做罪人的时候，死在罪中的时候，他就来拯救我们。
While we were lost and blind and wandering in the world, Jesus came and found us.
当我们活在罪中，在世上漂流的时候，耶稣他来救进我们。
Our hope is because Jesus.Visited us and found us.
我们的指望是因为耶稣来拜访我们，他来拯救我们，他找到了我们。
Jesus is the one who gives life to the dead and takes what is without hope and gives eternal hope.
耶稣他就是赐给我们生命。即便是我们没有指望的人，他也是赐给我们永生的盼望。
Let's pray.
请我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for seeking us out and finding us.
亲爱的天父，我们非常的感谢你，你寻找我们，你找到了我们。
Help us to seek each other out and love each other.
请你帮助我们，让我们也能够关心别人，找到别人来帮助别人。
And Lord, we pray especially for new hope that you would, renew and strengthen the ministry of pastoral visitation in our church.
我们也为希望教会祷告，主啊，求你更新我们，帮助我们，让我们重新有更好的一个牧养型的外访服事。
Help us to bear each other's burdens.
让我们能够学习彼此担待。彼此来彼此服侍。
Help us to get beyond surface conversations and to really know each other and love each other deeply.
请你让我们不是只有在表面上的互相的打招呼，让我们真是能够很深刻的来彼此相爱，彼此关心照顾。
And help us to see your power at work in our lives, the power that raises the dead and gives hope.To where there is no hope.
我们也让我们经历你的能力，借着我们也能够在没有盼望的地方看见盼望，没有希望的地方，你成为我们的盼望。
We pray all of this in Jesus' name.
我们为这些事情祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.